So last week I met with one of my clients and we started to talk about her performance with all of her online webinars that we are running within our agency to help her with lead generation. And we actually spent a good chunk of time really diving into her numbers, looking at all the data in terms of how many people are actually showing up, how many people are registering, and how many of them that actually register and show up actually turn into booked appointments, which at the end of the day is her end goal. Now, with this client specifically, she's been doing extremely well with converting attendees into those booked appointments. And right now, she has this massive goal of really scaling her business and scaling her client base. So we spent a lot of time over the last couple of months making sure that she has the right foundations in place to be able to take on more clients and actually scale her business. So it's actually kind of fun that we're kind of in this stage right now where she's actually asking me, how do you scale using her webinars that we already know right now is actually converting for her? So in this case, it's really coming down to how do you get more people registered, aka how do you get more eyeballs on her, and then how do you get more eyeballs on her webinar? If you are in the same spot right now and you are looking to get more people to actually register for your online webinar, there are certain strategies that we can start to implement together to really make this happen for you. Hey, it's Lisa Ann here. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the More Than Social podcast. I'm a digital marketing expert, self-development junkie, and your go-to for all things marketing, ads, and automation. I'm so excited that you popped by to hang out with me today. So let's dive right into the topic. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the More Than Social podcast. This one is going to be jam-packed, to be honest with you. I am kind of nerding out on you. I'm just kind of in one of those moods because of this conversation that I had with my client. It kind of just sparked this conversation with you as well. And I know that she's not the only one who is actually ready to scale her business through webinars. Now, before we actually dive into the specific tips that I wanted to share with you today, let me just give you a little bit of a backstory. Okay. I have been running online webinars for myself, for my clients, for honestly, I don't even know how long it's been. It's been maybe 5, maybe 6 years now that we've really been focused on this strategy. And to be completely honest with you, it is actually one of the best strategies that I found from a lead generation side of things that really, really works with converting people into clients. Now, I see it every single month, the amount of booked appointments that our clients get or the sales that they get from showing up just for 45 minutes to actually teach people something. It's actually pretty cool how it works. And I would say that even just looking at last year's strategies that we've run and what we've done so far this year, about 90% of our agency clients are using online webinars for their business. And we've seen our clients grow by 1,000%. Because they ran this specific strategy for lead generation. It's actually wild what is possible. So if I could give you a strategy that I highly recommend that you implement into your business this year, and especially right now, it's going to be running these online webinars for your dream client. And some people will call it an online masterclass, a free coaching session is a really big one right now, an interactive presentation. Whatever you want to call it, there's so many different ways that you can actually position an online webinar. But really, at the end of the day, it really comes down to making sure that you are getting the right people or registered for your webinar. You are showing up in the right way for them, actually helping them solve a specific pain point. And then, of course, you're turning them into either booked appointments or program sales or whatever your goal is on the back end. Now, one thing that I've learned when I've actually run webinars for myself is that the more people that you get on your webinars, the better results that you are actually going to have. I know it kind of sounds self-explanatory, but it also is giving you more data that you're going to need to look at to be able to tweak to get even better results at the end of the day. Now, with that client that I was just talking to you about, she has actually been running webinars for over a year now. And every single webinar, every single month, we make a tweak based on the performance that she has on the last one. So in the beginning, she actually had a very, very low amount of registrations because her audience was small. which yes, is okay, especially when you're starting out. But like I said, the more people that you have on your webinar, the better data you are going to have and the better results that you're going to get at the end of the day. So what we've done over the last year is we've really, really focused on growing her email list and making sure that we are putting her ads, her paid ads, in front of the right people who are essentially her dream client. And what we're doing essentially is growing this bucket of people that we can then invite to her the future webinars that she's going to be doing. So at this point, we know exactly what type of webinar converts with her audience because we've done this for over a year, and what type of content that she should be sharing with these specific people to get the majority of people to book an appointment with her, which again, that's her end goal. But of course, when they book an appointment, she eventually has turned them into clients. And really, at this point, to take this to that next level for her, we have a few different options that we can do. But it all comes down to how do you actually get more people to register for her webinar so more people show up and more people convert? So what I did is I actually put together a list of different ways that she can get more people to register for her webinar besides just running more paid ads. And I actually wanted to share these tips with you as well, especially if you are either looking to run webinars for your business this year, or maybe you've already been running webinars for your business and you're ready to take it up a notch, or maybe it hasn't been converting the way that you want it to be. Now, the first thing that we always have to look at is the actual webinar topic itself. That way, you know for sure that your webinar is going to stand out. When it stands out from the busy crowd that we all are in the online world, this of course means that you're going to get more eyeballs on it versus it just being thrown in with the rest of the content that is out there on social media from an online webinar perspective. Now, one way to really make sure that you are standing out with your webinar is making sure that this is exclusive content. You want to make sure that what you are teaching on this webinar is things that people can't just necessarily Google. So if you have a specific process that you follow or a method that you follow within your business, let's say it's a 5-step process with doing X, Y, Z, whatever it is for your business, and you know that your dream client could learn this process to help them solve a pain point, this is what you should be leading with instead of just having generic types of content that you're going to be teaching on the webinar that people can just Google or they can just follow someone else on social media and learn it. You want to really make sure that it's a topic that is exclusive for you. Another really big piece of it from a content side of things is that you need to make sure that you are solving one specific pain point, which I kind of mentioned already, and you're helping that specific person who joins this webinar solve that specific problem. So what I like to do is anytime I'm running a marketing strategy, I am always going to ask, hey, who are we talking to? And what is their biggest problem, one biggest problem, that we can solve right now? So when you answer just those two questions, then you're going to come up with the content for that webinar that only you would teach in your specific method again. Now, another really big point from a content side of things is that you want to keep it simple enough that they feel like they have learned something new, but, and this is a big but, you don't want to overwhelm them and give them so much information that they don't actually need your offer at the end of the day. Because remember, at the end of the webinar, the entire reason why you are doing this or the goal with running your online webinars is to get people to either book an appointment with you or purchase something or move forward in some capacity within your business, right? That's why we're doing it. We're not just showing up because we feel like doing it. So again, just make sure that your content is exclusive to you and that it really helps solve one specific problem at a time. Now, the next thing that you're going to need to do to sell out your webinar is to promote it. And what I want my clients to do is just build anticipation with the webinar. So creating anticipation is more than just getting the word out about your webinar. It's about creating curiosity, getting people excited about what you're going to be teaching. Really, what you're doing is pumping it up. So what I've seen happen so many times is people plan out this entire webinar. They get everything set up from a back-end perspective in terms of what they're actually going to be teaching. They do all their slides and all the things. They have the registration pages all set up. They have confirmation emails going out. They're doing everything that you need from an automation side of things on the back end. But then they forget to promote it. Now, obviously, that's not going to get a lot of people registered for your webinar. It's kind of like hosting this party, but if you don't invite anyone to the party, no one's going to show up. So there are a few things that you can do to build anticipation for your webinar and essentially create this buzz around the webinar in general. Leveraging social media is going to be the very first one and the more straightforward one. And you can actually start leveraging social media for your webinar before you actually say, hey, you can now register for my webinar. So on social media, you can actually be talking about how you are putting together this webinar. You can ask specific questions about the webinar topic, and you can actually start to change your content so that it is already starting to make people feel like they need to know the answer to whatever it is that you are talking about on your webinar. So for example, let's say that you are doing a webinar on, let's just keep it simple for me, lead generation and how you can leverage social media to generate leads for your business. If that's my topic leading up to it, like a month before my webinar, I'm starting to talk a little bit more about the pain points around lead generation and using social media for it. So I'm asking my audience on social media, how many leads do you generate through social media? What do you love about social media for lead generation? What do you hate about social media for lead generation? If I can give you a magic wand to generate leads through social media, what would that look like for you? So stuff like that. So when I'm starting to get into the mind around this topic already, then all of a sudden I'm going to say, hey, I actually have a webinar that's going to teach you XYZ and it's going to solve this specific pain point that you already have. This is going to hit home faster because I've already kind of prepped their mind. Now for emails, same thing. So what you could do is you can start sending out specific emails, again, asking specific questions, starting to get into their mind a bit. Or even, let's say, podcast episodes, if you have a podcast, start to educate them on why they would need to do whatever it is that you are teaching on this webinar. Again, start positioning it so that you are already getting them to think about this pain point that you know that you are going to be able to solve on your webinar. So we're kind of working backwards here. But when you start building this anticipation, the goal is that once you actually promote your webinar and say that, hey, it's open for registration, they already know that, yes, they have a specific problem. You've pointed it out to them, and they're already starting to think about the solution. How do I actually fix this problem? And now, from the solution standpoint, your webinar is that. So see what we're doing here? Now, the next piece is going to be all about your timing of your webinar. So when are you actually hosting the webinar? You want to be really, really mindful of your dream client or the dream person that you want to actually show up to the webinar versus you looking at your schedule and saying, hey, I want to do it at this time. It's about them. So ask yourself, when are they available? What does their life look like? So for instance, let's say that you are trying to do a webinar and you're doing it specifically for parents and you want to host a webinar at 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. because it works with your schedule. It's likely not going to work with their schedule because they're picking up their kids from school. They're doing after school activities. They are focused on doing homework with their children. They are focused on cooking dinner. They're focused on getting their kids ready for bed. There's all these things that they have to do. So you kind of get the point what I'm saying, right? So I want you to think about, when do the kids actually go to bed? When are these parents able to actually sit down and listen to you? Maybe it's doing a webinar at 8 when everything else is done and they can actually sit down for the night and don't have to worry about anything else. Or let's say that you're doing a webinar for business owners. Think about their schedule. Are they more likely to work on their business during the 9 to 5 hours? Or are they too busy during the day that they have to do it at night? So it really all comes down to making sure that you're paying attention to the dream person that you want to attract and choosing a time that aligns with their availability. Now, one thing I like to do, and I actually do this if you're doing lots of different webinars with all my clients, is test different times, test different days of the week. So for example, one of our clients right now, we have actually been running webinars every single month for the last 6 months. So we've done 6 different webinars. We have tested running it on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the exact same time. But now we actually know which day of the week is getting more people registered and get the most people to show up based on the dream client's schedule. Now what we're doing is we're testing different times. So this specific person, it is speaking to parents. So that example I gave you was real one. So what we've done is we've tested 7 p.m. at night. We are testing 7:30, and the next one we're going to test is going to be 8. And we're just going to see what happens. We're going to see what is going to get more people registered, but more importantly, what is going to get more people to show up at the end of the day. The fourth tip I have for you is actually about exclusivity. So you want to make sure that you do have a cap on how many people can actually register and join your webinar. The reason why, what you're doing really at the end of the day, is you're creating FOMO, and you're going to make sure that people are going to register as soon as they can, as soon as that spot opens up. If it's something where you're saying like, hey guys, there's unlimited seats, just come whenever it works for you, doesn't matter if you register right now or not, it's not going to create that drive for them to actually register and to actually show up, because you're kind of just like half-assing it. So you really want to make sure that you offer limited seats. And even from a webinar standpoint, if you're using a program like Zoom or Demio, you can actually limit how many people can register, or even based on the programs that you pay for, there's a limit. Now, I actually remember we did a completely different strategy where we said, okay, there's 100 spots and only 100 spots, and it's first come, first serve. Anyone could register, but the first 100 people actually got in. This was a really fun strategy to test, and it worked really good. The first 100 people showed up early, and they made sure they stayed on the entire time, or what would happen is if they left, they couldn't come back on because the other person waiting in line to get on would come in. So those who didn't get on, the next one that we did, they made sure they showed up early. Now, this actually helped the show rates a huge, huge percentage, and it was really fun to do. Another really big tip that works extremely, extremely well is actually doing collaborations or having partnerships with people. So when you are running a webinar, the best way to convert someone is if they already have some know, like, and trust factor with you. So if you have a warm audience, let's say that you're inviting people to your webinar through your social media, as well as using your email list or just people that you're talking to, they already have some sort of idea of who you are and what you're all about, right? If you are running ads for your paid webinar, that audience is colder, which I do highly recommend, and I will talk about this in just a sec. But when you are able to leverage someone else's email list or someone else's database of people who they already have a relationship with, that's going to be even warmer. So what I do and what a lot of my clients do is we actually do joint webinars. So for example, one of my clients right now, she's a mortgage agent and she's running a webinar with a financial advisor. This actually goes live next week. So what they are doing is they are inviting the financial advisor's database to a webinar with her. And what he's doing, he's essentially saying, hey, I have this special guest that I'm bringing on to teach you XYZ. On the actual webinar, she's going to teach them. But the key is that this financial advisor, he's going to introduce her, he's going to edify her, he's going to boost her credibility, and then they're going to listen to her, do her thing, talk about her training, teach them XYZ. And then at the end of the webinar, she's there for a reason. She's going to pitch them. She's going to put something in front of them, her offer. Now, because these people trust the financial advisor, they're more likely to move forward with her offer because they trust his opinion about her. So it's a very, very easy way to get in front of people who already have a warm audience. But, and this is a really big but, you want to make sure that the people that are getting on the webinar is the right fit for your offer. The worst collaborations, the ones that actually fail, are when you're showing up and talking to an audience who isn't the right fit for your offer. Now, I have seen it happen, and in my opinion, it's just not worth your time. Maybe you'll get one or two people, but it's just not worth your time. Now, going back to running paid ads real quick, paid ads are one of the fastest ways that you can grow your business for lead generation. I've been doing it for 8.5 years. However, keep in mind, paid ads typically, and I say typically for a reason, they typically bring in a colder audience because you're reaching out and putting your post or your ad or your webinar in front of people who don't actually know you at this point. Now, this doesn't mean that they're not going to register for your webinar and they're not actually going to convert into sales or booked appointments. They will. It's a different ball game with a cold audience versus a warmer audience. My biggest recommendation, if you are going to use paid ads, is that you want to make sure that in the ad, you're directly talking to a pain point. That way, you can make sure that you're attracting the right people into your webinar. And on the registration page for the webinar, speak to that same pain point and clearly define who is this webinar actually for. When you start to combine all of these pieces that we just went over, that is when you'll see the most success through webinars. And when I see our clients really sell out all of their webinars, meaning they have no more spots for people to register. If they are free webinars or paid webinars, all of these strategies will work. Once you start to get more people registered for your webinar, then the next piece of the puzzle that you're really going to want to start to pay attention to is how many people are actually showing up for your webinar. What is the overall engagement during the webinar? Are people asking questions? Are they doing the polls that you're putting out there? Are they the right fit for your webinar? And more importantly, are they actually turning into booked appointments or program sales? Now, there's a lot of little pieces to a webinar that we really, really could dissect to make sure that it's highly converting for you, which I can definitely get into on another episode if this is of interest to you. But like I said, webinars are one of the best strategies that you can run from a lead generation side of things. That will quickly, and that's a key word here, quickly turn new people into booked appointments or program sales, depending again, what is that back end offer? Now, there are other things that I could teach you in terms of what you actually should have set up to run a webinar effectively and how you can automate a lot of this, because let's be honest, and I will be honest with you, webinars, they're not necessarily easy. They do take a lot of work, but the workload is worth it, especially when you have one that converts. It's just repeating the process, making small tweaks. And actually, I do have a full checklist where I walk you through 9 different steps of what I personally do with all of my clients and myself for webinars. So I'm more than happy to send that over to you. And actually, what I'll do is I'll put this link inside the show notes for you. That way you can just click on it, download it right away, have it handy for next time that you're setting up your webinar. And once you combine what I talked to you about today, plus what's on that checklist, you are going to get more people registered for your webinar. And if you do set it up following that 9-step process, this is when you will truly be able to scale your business by leveraging webinars, but also leveraging automation. So I will make sure to put that in the show notes for you. Make sure to click the link below. But if you ever have any questions about running webinars, or you do want me to dive in even deeper, I'm always happy to chat about this stuff. Literally, I can nerd out all day about this stuff. So feel free to send me a message on social media. You can find me on any platform at Lisa Ann Coaching. But regardless, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I hope this helps, and I cannot wait to see you really just scale your business, transform your business through online webinars, masterclasses, coaching sessions, whatever you want to call them. But regardless, I'll see you next week. Bye for now. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this episode. I am so grateful that you show up each and every week. I hope these tips and tricks have brought you some new ideas and new inspiration for your business. If you love this conversation, let me hear it. Leave us a rating and review on the More Than Social podcast, and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Share it with someone who you know needs this message, and together, let's make an impact and let's make a business that we love. I'll see you next week. Thank you.